I'm Carol Hills, and you're tuned to The World. What were you wearing? That's an all-too-common question women hear after they report being sexually assaulted. It's also the question at the heart of an exhibit right now in Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa. Hundreds of people are going there each day to see it. We're going to hear what makes this exhibit so powerful, and I want to warn you, this is a very sensitive subject. On display are articles of clothing worn by women at the time they were raped. Next to them, the stories about what happened in each case. The exhibit was done in collaboration with the Swedish Embassy, UN Women, and a feminist organization in Ethiopia called Setawit. Nardos Mella is the curator and a member of Setawit. Nardos, how did the What She Wore exhibit come together?
There's a huge number of victim blaming here. It's a question of they start off in a defensive way. You know, it's not like, oh yeah, she's hurt, she's a victim. It's more like, what did you do to initiate it? Like, where were you? What were you doing? What were you wearing? You know, it's usually something like that. People don't actually listen to the victims. They don't actually pay attention to what they're saying. And this was a way of proving to everyone, you know, the stories and the clothes, and you can actually see it because the stories are too horrible to even make up.
What are some of these women's stories?
Our youngest survivor is 7 years old, who got raped by her father. Then there's the story about a girl who got raped by the police when she was looking for shelter. This girl who got raped by her father and got pregnant twice. You know, these are some of their stories. We had 16 stories in total.
In any of the cases that you are representing at this exhibit, did any of them result in any kind of conviction?
Yes, yes, they did. Only two of the abusers didn't get charged. So all the survivors, they're in shelters now. Some of them are still undergoing trial. We found them in the shelters. We actually had to go to the shelters to actually get their consent and to get the clothes and share their stories with us.
Ethiopia is doing a lot to bring awareness to women's issues. Give us a sense of the things going on.
The focus is, since our new PM, he's actually giving a lot of attention to women empowerment, that we have the female president and everything. But, you know, when it actually comes down to the groundwork, the work that actually needs to be done regarding women, there's still a lot to be done. And this exhibit kind of shed light into how much we have to work on. We had people actually coming and telling us their story, sharing what happened to them anonymously. This is an actual very, very serious issue.
Nardos, it sounds like the exhibit is really having an impact. But what still really needs to change in Ethiopia? I mean, how widespread are antiquated attitudes about sexual violence toward women?
We're actually trying to get petitions. We're getting petitions signed about a project we have called Altu Lemon Motech. And it means, why did Altu die? Altu was a girl. She was a domestic worker. She was raped, and she was raped by her employer and then attacked by acid below the waist. And she came to the hospital, but unfortunately, she didn't make it. And, you know, acid attacks are becoming a thing here. We wanted to put restrictions on the sellers, not the buyers. You know, like maybe it could be a permit or just some way of restricting it. And the second thing would be the doctors, you know, when there are actual acid victims, when they go to the hospital, they don't get the right kind of treatment. So we're trying to push for someone who's actually qualified enough to treat them. And the third thing we were pushing for was that we need to, the punishment for this attacks is not enough. It's just, it's seen as a bodily harm. And the maximum amount of punishment they keep getting is not enough. It's not even close to being enough.
We've been speaking to Nardos Mellis. She is the curator of an exhibit in Addis Ababa, which is showing the articles of clothing worn by women at the time they were raped. Thank you very much, Nardos.
And thank you very much for having me.